All right, so we've been talking about anesthesia in the medical field. I just want to take a step back and give a little bit of a recap for those of you who've been coming week by week, and a little bit of context for those of you who haven't been before. So we're looking at mindfulness, and mindfulness really is just another word for awareness. It's a particular kind of awareness. So I talked about a couple of weeks ago we were focusing on mindfulness of the body, and one of the things we explored was that it's possible to have ways of experiencing things that aren't dependent on thoughts and that aren't anything to do with language either. They aren't dependent on thoughts in the sense of discrete concepts. And there's a difference between thinking about something and experiencing it more directly. And this is something that, you know, any of you with experience of meditation, which probably means all of you, will have been exploring one way or another. You know, thoughts are an issue in meditation, but there is something about knowing, you know, just knowing this is my body. This is my experience of the body. Knowing this is my experience of my feelings. Knowing I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Stuart. I can think about that, but there's something else. And that's with mindfulness and meditation, we're cultivating that capacity. Actually, we all have it. It's sort of the right brain as opposed to the left brain that gives us that capacity. And so we're really cultivating that in particular. So what is it to know my experience in this moment directly? With clarity. Not thinking about it and having all sorts of ideas about it, but just knowing it. So that's really a way of thinking about what mindfulness is. And it starts with the body, because the awareness of the body is the most immediate kind of direct, non-conceptual experience that we have. It's very, very simple. It's ever-present. Even when we're sitting still, the body is still moving. It's moving because we're breathing. So we focus on that movement of the breath. But the breath is still the body. And just as a slight caveat or a word of caution, you know, when we get into meditation, it can start to be a matter of thinking about the breath. Okay, so just consider that. Have I got into a habit of sort of somehow focusing on an idea of the breath? Is this sounding familiar to any of you? So it's very simple. It is just the body moving. That's all the breath is. So, that was one of the things we talked about in the first week. Experiencing without thinking about it, in a non-cognitive way. And then last week we talked about how one of the real foundations of our experience is the realm of feeling. So the fact that as human beings, we like some things and we don't like other things. And in a way, that's very simple. And that's one way that we talk about it with Buddhism, that there's this very simple kind of being drawn towards some things, being wanted to push other things away, pleasure and pain. In another way, it's quite complicated, because our emotional lives can get terribly complicated and caught up with all sorts of thoughts and all sorts of other things. So those are the first, that's what we've covered so far, body and feelings. And the practice of mindfulness is just noticing these things for what they are. And in a way, we're not trying to change anything. We can be aware of the body. There'll be bits of the body that we like, bits of the body that we'd rather were a little bit thinner, and so on. And when we're being, you know, we can get caught up in all of that. And in fact, that's exactly what we do a lot of the time. But with a mindfulness, we're just noticing. We're just noticing things for what they are. We're noticing our feelings. We're noticing our emotions, which are more complicated feelings, for what they are. And when we do that, there's a kind of sense of freedom. There's a sense of liberation. So this is what we've got to on over the last couple of weeks. So now we come to thoughts. And when we come to thoughts through meditation, we've already got a certain attitude towards them, which is, with meditation, well, I've said it's about experiencing without thinking about things. So in a way, it's about stepping out of the realm of thoughts and into something else. We've also been talking about letting thoughts go. So we naturally find that we are entertaining thoughts, we're having thoughts when we meditate. That's just what the mind does. And then we find that we get involved in those thoughts, we kind of inhabit them. And you can go for long periods of time. I mean, I'm an experienced meditator, so let me tell you, these can be very long periods of time when you are just involved in thinking about something in a meditation. And then at some point you notice that and you bring yourself back to the breath or whatever it is we're focusing on. So that's, again, very familiar to all of us. That's pretty much what you'll learn in the introduction to meditation class. And then there's a whole process of learning to let go of thoughts in some way, you know, however that happens. Actually, I think what tends to happen is that by sitting still, we gradually settle down. And our efforts to make thoughts go away or let go of thoughts probably isn't really what's having the effect. It's just a gradual settling down process. And then we experience things, we have times where we experience space between the thoughts and a sense of calm and this kind of non-conceptual experience that I was talking about a moment ago. So now, that's all well and good, and that's really important. And that's how we learn to settle in meditation. But I've said that mindfulness or awareness is about knowing things for what they are without trying to change them. Because once we start to change them, we've already got an agenda. So with our thoughts, which one are we doing? Are we getting rid of our thoughts, so either overtly, by, as Andy was saying, by trying to make them go away, or more subtly, by just sort of letting them go. Okay. Which one are we doing? Are we doing that? Are we trying to get rid of our thoughts, or are we noticing our thoughts? So if we're being aware of our experience in every moment, then surely that means not getting rid of our thoughts. It means actually noticing them. So I put this to you as a sort of a paradox of meditation. Do you get what I'm talking about? Yeah? Are we trying to get rid of our thoughts? Are we trying to notice them? So the answer is, it's a bit of both. It has to be a bit of both. Just letting go of our thoughts letting go of our thoughts is essential if we're going to make a transition to being more aware. But if that's all we're doing, then we'll never notice what the on earth goes on in our minds. All of that rich material, that our patterns, our craziness, our idiosyncrasies, our obsessions, all of that is being manifested all the time. It's bubbling up all the time. So if we never turn our attention to it, we'll never be aware of it. So there's another approach to meditation and thoughts, and it's actually slightly different even from the buses saying goodbye to them, which is inviting the thoughts to be present. It's not the whole story, but we can really only do that once we've settled down a bit, once the mind's reasonably settled and calm. But then we can start to allow the thoughts in and see what happens. So I'd like to lead us through a period of meditation in which I do this. And maybe I should just say, give another little bit of context. So what we'll do now is the sort of thing that I teach when I teach mindfulness courses in a secular context. And some of you have been on courses with me. I see a few people around the room who have been on courses with me. Will be familiar with it from there. And so now we're bringing it into a kind of Buddhist context. Now, there is more to say about this. And next week, I'm going to be giving a completely different take on thoughts. Which isn't this sort of just allow your thoughts to be here thing. So this week is part one, and it's about allowing our thoughts to be present, but with awareness. So I'm going to lead us through an exercise that's all about that. So engaging with this period of meditation, we can start just by reconnecting with meditation we did earlier. A sense of the body. Noticing the breath. Noticing any sense of stillness in the body. So as we sit, paying attention, we're surrounded by sounds. So we'll notice some sounds that are coming and going. And other sounds that are continuous. some are higher pitched, some lower pitched. So we may notice that the mind has quite a strong tendency to label the sounds, and then our attention goes onto the label. So we say birdsong, someone talking, cars. And that's inevitable, and that's part of what the mind does. But as well as that, we can just notice the sound in itself as the experience of hearing. Our ears were microphones. So noticing how the sounds change, merge. As we attend, we'll notice more textures, more layers, even when it's fairly quiet. Letting the sounds be sounds. Noticing how the sounds flow on, like a stream. Just letting the sounds fade from the focus of our attention and sensing the body. So notice the stream of sound experience. And just reflecting or noticing that there's another stream of experience alongside it, which is the thought stream, the stream of thoughts. The thoughts are our constant companion. They bubble up. Emerge like ripples on a stream, or leaves floating down a stream, and they keep on coming. Strong thoughts, weaker thoughts, so just seeing if we can notice the thoughts as they emerge. Allowing the mind to do what it wants in terms of producing images and ideas, but we're not getting involved in it. We're just sitting on the bank, watching the thoughts. Or the impulse to think. Or what we have been thinking about. Resting on the bank as the thoughts flow past. And then broadening out our awareness once again. Feeling the body. Noticing the breath. Sensing the room all around us. And gradually bringing the meditation to a close.